Blog Talk Radio. Okay, well, before I bring on Pastor Leroy and Pastor Manga, again, I'm going to open up with a couple songs to bring to make this message the one is about to give you receivable, okay? And let's get blessed with some good music here. God has his hands on you by the Brown Boys and Earl Duncan.
Thank you. And highly favored. And how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm blessed and highly favored. Pastor Leroy, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, man. And Pastor Wanda, I want to say you're doing a fantastic job on Pastor Ken's show. Now,
amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. You're phenomenal. And Pastor Ken, do you know what today is, Pastor Ken? You probably
don't know what today is.
April Fool's Day, this is not an April Fool. Today is the day, the first time 1 year ago that you allowed me to be on your show. 1 year ago. And because you did that, I am now co-host of Father's House, which, by the way, is on 5 nights a week at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. It's called Father's House. And Pastor Wanda, I would love for you to show up on our show one night. I think Pastor Kent would love you. But I want to say, Pastor Ken, thank you. Thank you. Because of you, I am now a part of the Blog Talk channel. And I thank you, Pastor Ken.
You're so welcome, Pastor Leroy. God bless you. Okay,
God
Pastor
bless you,
Wanda.
My brother. God
Amen.
Bless you.
Praise you.
Amen.
All right, good evening, women of God, daughters of a king, and we have an awesome God that God has given me. And God is calling for his people to have discernment, to knowing good, right and wrong, when to speak, when not to speak. And the discernment, if we have to read and study our word each and every day. We have to see God's face. We have to be still and know that he's God. God is omnipotent, omnipresent. He knows, and he can give us anything. He does not show partiality, and he sure don't show favoritism. So the things that sometimes we lack, he wants us to have. So in the spirit realm, you know, I'm going to go to a scripture today. Before I start, you know, I serve an awesome and mighty God, and we serve on this ministry on Rainbow Ministry, and we serve a mighty and awesome God and a living God, Psalm 18:46. But I'm going to go to a scripture, why God, he wants us to have the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and discernment of God. Now, this scripture, I'm not throwing it at anybody. This is what he has given me. I spoke on this today. Hosea 4:6. Now, if you got your Bible, please look it up, because when anybody reading the Word of God, make sure you go line upon line when that person is reading. See, we don't want anybody to add or take, because with this ministry here, as well as we on the radio, I would like you to have your Bible. So when you're doing line upon line, nobody cannot deceive you, because on this radio station, we don't deceive anybody. We bring true doctrine, the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Now, in Hosea 4:6, God says, many of my people are destroyed for one word, lack of knowledge. You know, when God gave me that long time ago, it blew my everlasting mind, because I said, one word, God told me, one word, knowledge. Reason God wants us to have knowledge, because he don't want us to perish. He wants us to know his statute, his decree. He wants us to have the things that he tells us to have. Because you got to have knowledge of who. You got to know who he is to know who you are. Amen? When you don't know the things of God, you can be tossed with false doctrine. And that is not what God wants you to be, tossed to and fro with false doctrine. Amen? So we are on the, here tonight to show you the word of God about discernment. Amen? Tonight is on prayer. This is the second part of discernment. Amen?
Amen.
So we want everybody to have the Bibles, the paper and pen, please, because that's how faith comes by hearing the word of God. Not just because I'm saying it, I want you to get in your Bible, turn. That's the intimate and personal relationship. That's how God taught me. Amen? Prayer and discernment and guidance tonight. That is the word, prayer for discernment and guidance. Amen? Many are struggling with discernment, having problem identifying the plans of the enemy. Sometimes we are guided by the Holy Spirit to make the right decision, but many choose otherwise begin it appear more convenient in the short run. Okay? We seek instant gratification instead of long-term spiritual well-being. Let us receive God's gift of wisdom discernment today and to exercise in our life. When we open our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying, we allow our hearts to be encouraged, thereby allowing the Holy Spirit to operate in us. God will do what he will do. We can anchor our faith on his word. Amen? Now, the first scripture, the God reason God wants us to have discernment, because the enemy, I give him no authority, no authority to the enemy, because he's the father of lies. It's John 8:44, okay? He wants God's people to fall, but God wants us to be victorious in Christ each and every day. That's why discernment is a key factor, because you can look at certain things. Somebody might tell you, let's go this way. Oh, they're doing this over here, and it's all ungodly. And God said, no, I have called you to a higher standard. You're a royal priesthood. You're a child of God, not a child of this world. Amen? So let's look at the first scripture. Romans 12:2. And God said, this is Paul talking, and it was written in letters back in the day. It was letters. But now we have a full Bible. That's what they stand for. They wrote on papyrus leaves, and so I can break this down. So we have a Bible, a full Bible to understand. This is in the New Testament. We need the old to the new to understand. Amen?
Amen.
And do not be conformed to this world. This is what Paul says. Now, Paul, I'm going to break this down. I'm going to give you a little background about Paul. Yeah. Paul was a hitman of Christians. He did not discriminate, but he had to meet the Lord. Not God knocked him off his high horse, okay? I'm going to do a short term. Knocked him off his high horse.
I could let my beard grow like that, too.
Excuse me. Is somebody talking about a beard? All right, I'm going to go back to what I was saying. Now, if anybody's talking while I'm on the air, could you please mute? Because the Holy Spirit let me hear a lot of stuff, okay? All right, let's go back. And do not be conformed to this world. What world? This world we're saying, this is not our home, okay? And until you understand in the word of God, we just passing through, okay? But God does not want anything in this world to have us in bondage, worshiping anything in this world. Amen? So it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove what is the will, the good will of God, that which is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We need to understand. We want to know what the will of God. He don't want us to be conformed to this world, be doing everything like the world. When you're a child of a king, we fall in. Don't get me wrong. We will make mistakes and start acting back to the world, but that's why we have to stay in good teaching. We have to have Bible study. We got to pick up our Bibles, worship, listen to the word of God, listen to worship, and pray and praise, okay? It's easy to fall, but I'm going to show you how to stay and connect it. And it's easy. If you have failed, you can repent and return back to your first love, that is God. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray for the sermon. Now, I was on God changed Saul to Paul. Saul was a hitman of Christians, and he did not discriminate, but he had to understand he know no better. But God had all this planned out for him to be used for the kingdom of God. Nobody can say he didn't know. God knows everything that goes on. God is omnipotent, omnipresent. God can change Saul to Paul, but he had to be knocked off his high horse on the dusty road going to Damascus. And he had to acknowledge, Lord, Lord. He had to be blinded too, be still, be led by one a child of God, a Christian. So now God is using him in a mighty way, okay? God can change anybody, okay? I just want to show you that. Now, prayer for discernment and guidance. Heavenly Father, I approach the throne of grace and mercy, leaving my burden at the foot of the cross. Father, today I request that your Holy Spirit draw near as you give me discernment in all that I do. Amen. Let's look at the second scripture. David is the speaking. It's going to be in, Solomon. Solomon. Proverbs. Solomon wrote Proverbs, okay? You want wisdom, you go in. If you want wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, you can go in the book of Proverbs, okay? Now, in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it says what? Trust in yourself, trust in your money, trust in what you do, trust in who you know, trust in your mama's relationship. No, it does not. It says trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he will direct thy path. It's all about trusting in the Lord. He owns everything. He knows everybody on this earth, but trust in the Lord, okay? A lot of people say, put your trust in me. No, I don't put my trust. You know, it's a curse to put your trust in man, and that's in Isaiah, and God said it. So we're going to look at Proverbs 3, 5. He said, trust in the Lord. It ain't saying nothing about no man. It's all about him. Amen?
Amen.
All right. You can pray for God to open your eyes. Open the eyes of my heart. Oh, Lord, so that I may be able to identify the plans of the enemy. Guide me and make the right decision in my life as I follow through with you in your will. Raise me up, oh, Lord, so that I will not fall by the wayside. Take full, complete control of every aspect of my life. That's another prayer. See, relinquishing your will to receive the things of the kingdom. Let's look at 1 Kings. This is another form of receiving discernment and prayer for discernment, direction, guidance. Okay? In 1 Kings 3:9, so give your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, to discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours? Amen?
Amen.
Now, the next prayer is for divine wisdom. Father, nothing in this world escaped your sight. You are the good. You are the God that sees, that hears, and you will deliver from the grasp of the enemy. Amen?
Amen.
Invoking divine wisdom with me so that I will not be able to be enslaved by my flesh. For the flesh is weak, but the spirit is strong. Teach me to walk in obedience while I stand firm on you. My rock, my fortress, my stronghold of my life. I pray that discernment that I seek awakens me as I remain faithful to you, O Lord, and my Savior, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. These
Amen.
Are prayers you can speak. You can put in your own, however you speak to God, I speak to God plain and simple. It's not all Father God. I don't have to do all that. See, I have a relationship. God, he will show you through prayer how to speak to him, okay? And that's another form of discernment, knowing how to speak to Almighty God. And Psalm 119:66 says, teach me good discernment and knowledge, for I believe in your commandment. You can ask God to teach you.
Amen.
Everything is plain and simple tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Hebrews 5:14, but solid food is for the mature, for those who have their power of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good and evil. You know, like an athlete, if he's for the Olympics, they have to train and practice. That's the same thing with the Word of God. You have to train, practice through reading, studying, meditating, Bible study. That's all that is training in the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to look at spiritual warfare prayers for discernment and guidance. Amen?
Amen. All righty. Well, we got a caller here, 111. Let's take 111 and see what he has to say.
I would take new underwear. They don't have to be dirty ones.
I'm not going to call. Hey, shut it down.
I did.
In Jesus' name.
Okay. Okay, none of that craziness tonight.
Okay, let's put
another song here, okay? Okay, We're Going to Be All Right by Ty Trabet. Here we go. Pastor Wanda, are you there?
Yes, Pastor, it hit me. Sorry about that. All right, Pastor, we're going to change from biblical spiritual warfare right now. I'm going to explain why it's so important to have discernment. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Why it's so important to have discernment. I'm going to bring scripture to back everything I say in the Word of God. It is simple definition. Discernment is more, nothing more than the ability to decide between truth, error, right, and wrong. Discernment is the process of making careful distinction of thinking about the truth. In other words, the ability to think what discernment is a synonym with an ability to think biblical. It's biblical thinking, biblical, and that is a gift from God. God wants his people to have discernment. Amen?
Amen.
If you have your Bible, go to 1 Thessalonians 5, 21 and 22. It teaches us that it is the response for every Christian to be discerning, but examine everything carefully, hold fast to that which is good, abstain from everything from evil. Anything that's wrongdoing, what is evil. The Apostle John issues a similar warning when he said, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit to see whether they are from God, because there are many false prophets that have gone out into the world. And that's 1 John 4:1. According to the New Testament, discernment is not opinion for believer. It is a requirement. The key to living in an unpromised life lies on the ability to exercise discernment in every area or his or her life. For example, failure to distinguish between all manner of false teaching. That means if you don't have discernment, you know, I hear a lot of people, I don't want you to go this place here and this place here. They're teaching on this. But when you have the Holy Spirit and discernment, God is not going to let you be taught something false, tossed to and fro, not believing this, believing that. See, we stand on the truth that is the own Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen?
False teaching then can leave an unbiblical mind setting. That means unbalanced. Okay? God does not want his people unbalanced, tossed to and fro with every false doctrine. Okay? If they say go down the street and kill something, I'm not saying this now, I'm giving an example. And I cover myself with the blood of the Lamb, the word of testimony to every hearer before I speak this. God is not going to tell us to go out there and kill somebody. Now, I looked in the news, and I've seen all kinds of things that's going on, so I've been binding things up. Children of God is not going to go out and kill people. We have laws. Now, back in the day, it's different. They was in war. They went for combat. See, we have laws, civilized laws today, and we have laws of the land and laws of God. Amen?
Amen?
I looked at what's going on, and I said, God, please, I need you to help. There's a lot of things that's going on in the land, and he let me know when to pray. Amen? Because there's so much going on. No child of a king going to go and tell you to do something that's going against God's will. Amen? Amen, Pastor?
Yeah.
All right. That's false teaching. Somebody tell you, I'm going to give you another example somebody told me. I don't believe a lady now. I'm going to always give you an example. I'm excited tonight, Lord, my brothers and sisters. And I was working. God had me out on assignment. So I go down there. I don't know why they kept calling me. Pastor, one, we need to come down here and work. It's 5 minutes from my house, Georgia Tech. But what was going on, we had a big event, and a young lady, God had me to move somebody. I don't know what was really going on, but I could see something was wrong, okay? So I said, I'm going to work on boost this one right here. That means, it's high security, okay? All of a sudden, the young lady, guess what she, I started saying, praise the Lord. Guess what she told me? I'm God. I might be God in the, no, you're not the Almighty. And I said, young lady, I don't argue about it because I know you didn't wake me up. You can't do what God have done, okay? But she was confused, okay? But God didn't have me to get to arguing, so I did with God because it was so much going on. Now, discernment will show you even if a person have a weapon on them. Now, when we was at the game, people tried to bring all kinds of weapons, and this is on a campus of Georgia Tech or college, university down here. And they know that it was forbidden. So as they're coming through, I need this, I should possibly book this, the mace. But the Holy Spirit was showing me. I didn't just see it with the natural eyes. They said, well, I didn't have them checked. I said, no, I have to check it again. So when by the time we had to have the officer to come up, and he said, how did you know all this stuff is in this lady? They had all this alcohol on their body, guns. They had knives, all kinds of things that's permitted, not permitted to come on that ground. Amen? But God, he'll show you. It's certain things, it amazed me, kind of scared me sometimes, because he will take me places and show me something that's not even right. But the Holy Spirit was, that's another form, the Holy Spirit and discernment works hand in hand. Amen? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the discernment is an area where most Christians stumble. They exhibit little ability to measure the things that they are taught against the infallible standards of God's word, and is unwittingly engaging in all kinds of unbiblical decision-making and behavior. In short, they are not armed to take the decision biblical standard against the onslaughter, unbiblical thinking, the attitude that faces themselves throughout the, throughout that day. Discernment intersects the Christian life at every point, and God's word proves us with all needs of discernment about every issue of life. According to Peter, God has granted us with every spiritual gift pertaining to life and godliness through true knowledge of him who called us by his glory and excellence. That's 2 Peter. God called us for his excellence, how to live, how to walk, to true knowledge of calling by his own glory and his excellence. That's, it's all God now. It's all God have called us to do what he has called us to do. Amen? You see it through the true knowledge of him that we have been given everything we need to live as a Christian in this fallen world. And how else do we have the true knowledge of God but through the pages of the word, through the Bible? In fact, Peter goes on to say that such knowledge comes through God's granting to his precious and magnificent promise. That's 2 Peter 1:4. Discernment, the ability to think biblical all around areas of life, principle of all uncompromised life, upon the Christian to seize upon discernment that God has proven, provided for us a precious truth. Without it, Christians are at risk of being tossed here and there by the waves that carry by every wind and false doctrine. That's in Ephesians 1:14. Amen? God wants us not to be tossed to and fro. He wants us to be on sound doctrine. And we have the ability to think on this through the word of God. Amen? Pastor Leroy, would you like to expound on anything, or Pastor Ken?
I'm good. Pastor Leroy, you want to say anything?
Well, I got to tell you, man, I'm a little upset that I've been on mute for the last half an hour. But you know what? It's okay, Pastor Ken.
That's all right, darling.
It's okay. But let me say this,
yeah.
Pastor Wanda. I think you I think you're one of the best out there, and I hope you come on my show eventually. There you go, man.
I
love you.
I'll pray on it, my brother. Okay. We have any callers, Pastor?
Yes, we do. We have a couple callers here.
All right, hold on, Pastor. Pastor, before you go on, I thank you, Father God, that no interruption, no ungodly, no foul speaking, no vastation speaking. And, Father, we thank you in advance. I bind anything that's coming through that way. I ask you to send it seven different ways in Deuteronomy 28:7. And I thank you, and I cover us with the blood of the Lamb, the word of the testament, and every hearer in the name of Jesus.
Amen. All right.
Yeah, hallelujah, Wanda. You know I love you.
Hallelujah.
Man. Keep it up.
One right here.
Oh, I am the devil.
Shut it down, Pastor.
Okay.
That's Muhammad. That is Muhammad. Shut it down.
Yep, I did.
All right.
Okay, 412. 412, you on here.
Hey, Kenny. Hi, Leroy. Hey, Wanda. This is Veronica. I called in a few weeks ago. You might remember I'm currently going through a sex change. And as venture towards becoming a female, there is some things that I'm trying to get used to, discovering new things within my new life. First, I wanted to say hello to Leroy. Leroy, it's fantastic having you back within the other community, the Tony community. Great to have you back, sir. Kenny, you're always – I love you. You're the best. But, Wanda, this one's really more directed towards you because, like I said, I'm trying to figure out these female tendencies and the things that I need to do. The first question I had was, when it comes to bleaching your asshole, do you prefer like...
All right, listen, this is the pastor. We ain't going to take no calls tonight. We're going to keep going with this fine man. All right, all the heroes, we ask God to forgive them for what they know not they do, because that ain't what we're speaking on. And first of all, you need to go to God. First of all, young man, because see, that's what I'm going to call you, young man. But we're going to ask God to forgive you. God bless you. In Jesus' name. So we're going to go back, and I'm going to back it up with some scripture, what you must do daily. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, we got strong verses to say it with a positive attitude, okay? All right. The first one, we always must seek first the kingdom, and that's Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. There's no lack or want in the kingdom of God. Amen? He knows everything we need, but when we put God first, he will bless you. It's not doing something to get something. It's getting into a relationship and studying the word. Amen?
Amen.
Let's look at Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if excellent, if there is anything worthy of praising, think about these things. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right, let's look at, we're going to stay positive. We're not going to be worried because we know we ain't got to talk. We ain't even got to battle because we have the word of God. We got a mighty God, and he have never lost a battle. So when you in that relationship with God, we're going to stay positive in everything that goes on in Jesus' name because Jesus didn't let nothing stop us, stop him, and nothing can stop us in Jesus' name. All right, the next one, Psalm 45:7. You have loved righteous and hated wicked. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with all oil of gladness beyond comparison. Amen? Did you hear what God have? He loved you and righteous, but he hate wicked. Okay? He has anointed you with the oil of gladness. We have the anointing of oil of gladness. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 12:9. This, we're going on a positive note before we leave. We talked on the sermon, now we're thinking on a positive attitude. Amen. Before we leave, and you, everyone, be blessed. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfect, made in weakness. Amen. We pull from the God riches at Christ's expense. That's what grace is. God riches at Christ's expense. Amen. When you're weak, he's strong. And when you can acknowledge God, I can't do this. See, I can't do this, God. He will take care of these one calling in. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Daddy. All right. Hebrews 13:5. Keep your life free from love of money and be content with whatever you have. But he has said, I will never leave you. If you lose everything you got, God, you will never, never. See, that's what another form of discernment. When you content with what God has, we ain't loving nothing because he don't want us to love money. He says stay free away from loving money. But God give us money to trade and buy things, okay? God is the provider of all things. And on that money, if you ever looked at the back of that money, it said trust in God. In God we trust. Amen? God, well, if you lose everything, God, you got everything. Because he's telling you at the end, I will never leave you or forsaken you. Amen. Hallelujah, Daddy. Let's look at 1 Peter 3:13. Now who is there to harm you if you are the zealous for what is good? No one can harm you. Okay, in Psalm 27, the Lord is your light and salvation. Whom shall you fear? No one. Amen? Isaiah 4:8. If I'm going too fast, I didn't got excited.
Amen.
All right, the grass is, Pastor, my brother, Pastor Ken, I forget my brother. Not my other brother on the other end. I forgot my brother. I got drunk in the spirit over here. From the Bronx. My brother from the Bronx. We have all this blessing.
I'm Pastor. Hey, Pastor Wanda. You know, I love you.
Yes,
I love you, sister. I am Pastor Leroy Jackson. And yes,
I know
live
your
in the
name.
Bronx, man.
I know your name. I didn't got excited and forgot it. I got to laugh. See, that's how God is. He let me, and I'm having a great time through the Word of God with my two strong men of God, my brothers in Christ, and the women of God, daughters of the King, all who are listening. Amen? Now,
amen.
I go to Isaiah 48. The grass wither and the flowers fade, but the Word of God will stand forever. Hallelujah. His Word. Everything else is going to fade away, but His Word will stand forever. So that's why we must keep that Word within hid in our heart. Amen? All right.
Yes, amen.
Ephesians 4:2-5. Pastor, you want to expound? Pastor Leroy, y'all want to expound on anything else speaking on?
Well, look here, man. Look here. Pastor Ken, do we have any callers?
Yeah, we do, but we'll take them as soon as Pastor Juan is finished.
All right. All right, this might be my last one. This will be my last. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abide in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branch. And whosoever abide in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. Apart from him, you can't do nothing. And that's the reading for tonight. So everybody stay positive, trust God, stand on the word of God and the promise of God. And I thank God for you, and I love you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Okay. All
amen.
Right. If you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior, you got a chance to do so right now. All you have to do is simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry, we'd like to welcome you to the family of God. And we want to say, may the Lord bless you. And may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said that prayer, we would like you to call in to area code 657-383-1487. And press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, we'll bring you on, and you can tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. Amen. All righty. Let's take some callers here. Let's say, 111, you're on air.
Who is Richard Hopper?
Richard Hopper is Kenneth Hopper's brother.
Did he ever swindle you like he swindled me?
No, I can't say that they did. When did they do this?
years back, but he said a lot of shit about you.
Well, I think that was a fake Pastor Kent.
No, it wasn't. This was Richard Hopper.
Richard Hopper, huh? Well, I don't know. I don't really know him as well as I know his brother.
And he never tried to collect money for Jesus from you?
No, he never
did. For Abba's house?
No, he never did.
That man is satanic.
Okay.
Oh, well.
All righty. Well, let's go 111. You're on air.
Hello, y'all. My name is Jeremy. I'm 32 years old, and I'm paralyzed. I've been in a wheelchair now 12 years and pray every day that I can walk again someday, but seems like every day goes by and that miracle doesn't happen. I wake up in the morning, all I want to do is walk, and I'm still in this wheelchair. And I heard Pastor Wanda talking. Is Pastor Wanda still there?
Yes, she is.
Okay. Can she hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Yeah, man.
Okay, yeah. I'm paralyzed, and I'm in this dang doggone wheelchair. And like I said, 12 years now, and I pray, and I go to church with Mama, and I just cry. I just break down and cry. But, you know, even though my legs don't work, my dick still works. And I want your underwear, and I think that'll help you get up.
Shut it down. Shut it down.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
You don't have to say sorry. God hears this. Listen, they don't offend me, Pastor. None of this stuff don't offend me. It offends God. See, and he hears it, and he will take care of it. Nothing don't hurt me, sweetie. They can say all kinds of stuff, but because we on live air, and I don't want it to affect the hearers, because some might be babes in Christ, some might be older. But that's between them and God, because that's his job, the enemy's job, to try to get you discouraged. Amen? But he has no authority.
Okay. Let's take some more callers, then. 111, you're on the air. Okay.
Sit it down, Pastor.
111, you're on the air.
This is the devil. I put a curse on Wanda's pussy.
You can't put a curse. Okay. 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 Listen, Pastor, hold on. Let me do this right quick. Thank you, Father God. All things work together for those who love God and called according to the promise. Father, you see and know in 2 Chronicles 16:9, the eyes of the Lord is running to and fro. You never sleep in summer. Father God, I command, I send everything back to the pit of hell. At the sound of my voice, Satan, you have no authority. And Father, every one of the imps, we thank God for it's under his feet, and the Holy Ghost holds it down. We strip you, we take every authority, and we glorify in the mighty name of Jesus of Nazareth. The blood comes against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Go ahead, Pastor, keep going on the table. It's all right.
Okay.
In Jesus' name, keep on.
All right, 111, you're on the air.
I put a curse on her testicles.
Okay.
Pastor.
All righty. 111, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Leonard Wilson, and I have to say some of those calls are quite strange, but I have a serious call. I have a high school son and have pulled him out of school, and I've been homeschooling him and our daughter, and down in our basement, we've got a variety of, we have a Bunsen burner, and I have a background in science. I have a college degree, and so I'm homeschooling them at home, and we're doing things in the basement and doing science experiments. And now my son's of the age where he wants to start dating, but we go to church, and I told him he's got to wait till he's 18 and growed up and meet a nice gal at the church, and he's doing good. He's doing good with the homeschooling. And I just don't trust these current high school. They're doing all this crazy stuff at the public school, and I don't want him around all the ungodliness.
Amen.
And
Amen.
One thing, Yeah, amen. So we're homeschooling them. The kids are doing good. And we've been doing these science projects. And one thing we wanted to do, I got a pair of his grandma's underwear. We want to take Wanda's underwear and sample them together with
him. We're not doing that. Young man, come on now. You got to see, the enemy got to try to bring something. Sounds good, but it is not going to work. See, that's what that no weapon means.
Yep, amen.
And then they don't even know they're bringing stuff upon their own family behind this nonsense.
Let me ask you this. Am I on here? Am I here?
Yes, you are.
Okay, I'm here. All right, Pastor Wanda, why is all the obsession the last two or three shows?
First of all, that's the enemy's job, Peter. That's the enemy's job.
Underwear. Yeah, with your underwear.
First of all, First of all, when you didn't come on one night, a person said something about, it was that Muhammad man, okay? So if you'd have been on, you'd have understood what he was talking about, some foolishness, okay? I don't care what they talk about because, see, I don't do none of that. I don't even know what they're talking about because I don't entertain foolishness, okay? What I speak is the word of God each and every day. So I don't know where it came from, and I'm not worried about it, okay? Right. But I'm asking God to forgive them for what they know not to do.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. So that ain't, it don't pertain me. It's something, no, this is what, I'm going to give you the prime example. A man called in, and he was talking about some strippers, honey. And I told him, we thought I don't know what he was talking about, but it was foolish, and they brought my name, and I said, well, listen, I don't even entertain that. And I gave a testimony of how one of my children passed, Pastor Leroy, and they didn't ran with it with something by panic, sweetie. So that's the ignorance of somebody in the world. But the sermon of God, I don't feed in stuff like that. And I'm not going to jawjack with no one because God fights all my battle. I hold my peace.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, sister. And let me say that I love you on this show. You're long-winded. I'm not going to lie to you, but that's okay. That's okay, you're long-winded, right? That's who you are, right?
No, that's not who I am. That's what the Holy Spirit have given me. I have an hour to speak. See, and that's what I used to speak 2 hours, and I used to speak 5. So that's not long-winded. Whatever the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit quenches and the anointing breaks, I stop in Jesus' name. So I speak
amen.
What God wants me to speak, not what I want to speak.
Amen.
So I have my assignment already written out.
Amen. Now, Pastor Wanda, I would like you to look up a show here on Blog Talk Radio called Father's House. That is a show that I co-host with my brother, Dr. Pastor Kent. So we would
like
you to show up there.
I know, Doctor.
Well,
I know.
I would like you to come on there tomorrow night. How about that?
Let me pray on it. Because you know I've been out and been ministering all day and then just like tonight, and so I can't say I can call in and listen. So sometimes I got to be fed. Okay, I have to get fed. Okay, a lot of times people like to be. See, I like for God to receive His glory, and I have to be fed because like when Pastor Ken speak, I don't even speak on it. I listen. Okay. So that's how faith comes, and that's what keeps iron sharpens iron. So I might just come on and just listen. Amen?
Amen.
Well,
you don't let me
cool.
all the time speak.
No, it's cool. If you wanted to show up to listen to our show,
I listen. I can listen.
We'll be on tomorrow night, 5 p.m. Eastern time. Don't miss it. All the people out there who listen to my show, DC2, Panchetta, Gavin Moorhead, I know you are out there. Listen tomorrow night. Pastor Wanda is going to call in, and that's all I'm saying tonight. I'm putting myself on mute, man.
All right. Okay. Let's take some more callers here. 111,
oh, man.
You're on the air.
Allah Akbar, I do not talk
not
about
that,
the black woman.
We're not
woman.
Doing the Muhammad.
You are
we're
racist.
Not doing that. We're not doing that.
He's gone. Let's try another.
I know. I'm not worried about it. I'm having a ball. I'm having a ball.
I am Satan. I curse you.
All right. He's still on the show?
Oh,
all right, Pastor, going to play no weapon. I will speak to you tomorrow and ask Pastor Leroy. He can send the site of the show, if it don't contradict, with tomorrow night, because tomorrow's Sunday. Yes. So whatever God says, I thank God for every listener right now. I thank the Pastor Ken, Pastor Leroy, and all pastors and all the women of God, and you all have a blessed and a prosperous night as God keep his mighty righteous right hand. I cover every person with the blood of the Lamb and the word of testimony. I love you all. God bless. In Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless.
Amen. Amen, babe.
No weapon. Yeah. Okay. No weapon by Fred Hammond and Radical for Christ.
wonder how many of y'all got another yes in your mouth tonight. Why don't you lift your hand and say, yes, Lord. Come on, clap those hands and praise Him.
Amen, amen, amen. All righty. Well, I think it's great music. I think it's great, great music. Amen. All righty. 111, you're on the air.
Yeah, why do you play black people music when the black lady's gone?
I play black people music all the time.
For what reason?
Because I love it.
Are you colored?
No.
Can you send me your underwear?
No, that's okay, Grover. You don't need my underwear. All righty. Well, I'm going to say God bless everybody. Thank you. Okay, give a shout-out to Juwan from Alabama. Okay, give a shout-out to Susie DeBay, Mike Hunt, GC2. Okay, Johnny Longfeather, Dr. Kent, Tony Ferrar, Gavin Moorhead, Paint Jitter. God bless you all. Sis Dane, okay, thank you all for being in the chat room and, okay, listening to the program. May you have a blessed night. Maybe I'll see you tomorrow night. Don't know yet. Okay, good night.